This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. At the forefront of the mobile fashion industry, Gossip is an app that allows users to snap, search, and shop for fashion items instantly through celebrity and user-generated style feeds. With over 30,000 global designer brands under its belt, co-founder and CEO Juliet Jimenez, and together with YC Liao, the CPO, or the Chief Product Officer, is here with me to talk about their journey with Gossip and what this means for the e-commerce industry moving forward. Juliet, coming from an investment banking and sales background, how did the idea of Gossip come about?
This is a funny experience. So it was a toilet moment, basically. So one time when I go into a toilet and was reading magazines, and I saw something from the magazines, which is what Taylor Swift is wearing, and she was wearing a pair of Alexander McQueen boots. And I was like, wow, how cool is that? I'd love to buy that, right? But then if I'm able to buy from the magazine straight away, and I like to follow fast fashion as well. So I was thinking, if I want to copy the style, what should I do? Now, the first thing I actually do is Google, and then I search Google, and then I see a lot of images that returned nicely, but those are images. They are not shoppable or shopping website. So I was like, if something that Google did not manage to do it, that must be an opportunity. So this is how YC and I started the Gossip, to make anything shoppable by doing the image recognition snap and able to for people to find the similar items and the like. So that's how Gossip born.
So what's in the name, Gossip? It's G-O-X-I-P. What does it mean?
So that is a legacy name, because at the first place, we were trying to curate contents for celebrity, from celebrity news, you know, that gossip news, and expanded to what they wear and stuff. So we are curating all the contents from 100 Hollywood websites and stuff. So that's what Gossip came about. Mm-hmm. So, but however, because I think this is a name that got us lucky from when we do our competition in Hong Kong at startup competition, and we won the first prize, and then we got our funding. So when we first got our funding from Chris's Tan, and then we were thinking, well, should we change the name? And then we decided, no, actually, Gossip is very easy for everyone to remember. So we save our golden lucky name.
Ah, so tell me about the user experience of this app. What happens when I've downloaded Gossip? What can I do? What do I see? What's the app all about?
Now, the app is actually very user friendly one. There are 5 tabs on Gossip app. So the first tab is looks. So basically, that's our homepage. It's all user-generated content. You know, it's actually look like Instagram. And we deliberately designed it like Instagram for the easy user interface. Now, you can see a lot of users do their look of the day there. And you can follow your friends there and other popular influencers, bloggers, stylists, to see how they come up with their outfit and mix and match. Now, the second tab, which you can see, is the find function and the search function, which is the golden function, what we call in Gossip. You can snap a picture, and then we find you a similar and a like from over 2.5 million products around the world, over 30,000 brands. So this is the heat tab that we're being pressed thousands of times a day. Now, obviously, there's another one, which is the post tab. So it allows users to, you know, like post what they wear, mix and match and stuff. Like literally how you do a post on Facebook and Instagram. And the last one is Discover tab, which you can, you know, see what the latest fashion tips, you know, the 100 pairs of white sneakers that any man cannot live without. So there's a lot of contest there as well. So this is what Gossip came about.
So you're using a proprietary image recognition technology to detect fashion items in any picture, you know, a consumer uploads. How does this program work? Because it sounds quite creepy at the moment.
Well, it is not that proprietary. Our team work with a research lab in Singapore. The fashion recognition technology is not rocket science. It's somehow similar to face recognition, but it is more challenging indeed. With facial recognition, you know, the distance between your eyebrows and your nose gives you more accurate data for you to predict. But fashion, you know, you just got the color, the shape, and texture and so on. So the guessing need to be more intelligent in order to do that. We basically turn a photo into values, and then we compare that value against our data from millions of photos, product photos, in order to achieve that accuracy.
Mm. And this works for any, so for like, you know, jackets, shoes, handbags?
Yes, all fashion items, jackets, even your earring, it's also image recognizable.
Wow. So what database is this, you know, you're using this to compare the images? Like, you know, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of royalty issues when it comes to, you know, image rights and all. Before you know, partner with so many of your designer brands and all, was this something difficult to do?
We definitely need partnership with the merchants in order to have their product searchable. So that's why it took us a year and a half to set it up. And yes, we need to make sure we have enough products so that search result won't be inaccurate or even empty. We are talking about millions of products to make things good. So what we did is signing up merchants to try to get them all on board. This is Juliet Strings. We currently have more than 3 million of items up on Gossip.
I'm speaking to Juliet Jimenez and also YC Lau, the co-founders of Gossip, and we'll be right back. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Juliet Jimenez and also YC Lau, the co-founders of Gossip. And early on, we talked about how did Gossip came about and where did the inspiration came from. Juliet, what's been the biggest challenge so far for Gossip, and, you know, how has it evolved since?
Right. I think, well, there's challenges every day for us. I think a lot of the times, as most of the startup is like, we face a lot of tough decisions to revamp the app and dump a lot of stuff that we built before. That is hard because any functions, any features that take us probably days, if not a month, to build it. But then one of the things that also our staff need to face is that don't fight with your ego, right? You need to believe in what the data tells you. If the data tells you this is something that people don't like the most, then you need to do something to change it. You can't stick with your own head and say, wow, this is what I thought the best and stuff. So because you are not the only user in your app. So we change a lot on the new UI and, you know, new features and doing a lot more functions to try to see whether the people like it or not. Mm. And we are getting luckier and luckier, I think. So we are on a better run than our app a year ago.
Mm. And what's the data that you look at in order, you know, to see trends and, you know, to know whether people will like this or won't like this? What do you follow in order for Gossip to be current?
Yeah, so I think we look at the data in terms of the most one that we look at is the click rate, and also even look into the data, like what they click the most, right? Is the man content liked the most, or men also like to see woman content, which they might buy the stuff and fashion items for their wife, you know, for Valentine's Day, for anything else, and also how long people stay in our app before they quit the app. Is this something wrong with our app? So a lot of data does matter and contribute. We try to build a lot of functions before. Let's say, for example, in our very early days, when we're still doing celebrity curation, we thought people would like seeing all the celebrities' feed in one go, you know, what they do on Facebook and Twitter and also newspaper and stuff. We thought. But at the end, actually, people don't like seeing it that much. They don't like to check out the Facebook content of the stars, but they'd like to look at the news. So, which is interesting that the ratio can be 9 people like looking at the news and 1 people like also seeing the that celebrity's Facebook. And then you'll be like, how come is that? Like, what's wrong, you know? That person liked the celebrity anyway. Hmm. So we're forced to change the app a lot.
And how were you able to secure, you know, partnerships with so many designer brands? You know, what was the pitch like?
I think what we are trying to do is improving the search discovery of something, how you can find the items, right? I think traditionally in the e-commerce space, you can see all the items listed in one go. Now, I can say almost no one do any curation, right? Because it's only product driven. It's not inspiration driven. Now, I think for fashion, it's rather a unique space. for you to do that, because let's say you and I, when we want to buy a power bank, right, I don't think you need to combo your anything to buy it. It's all about the spec, the product spec and stuff, then you buy it. Now the fashion space is a little bit more unique. I think brands are starting to finding what is the better way to engage with the user. It's all about the engagement, how they present a brand, and not just by product. They want to see how people actually carry their brand, you know, mix and match and stuff. So I think our proposition is a little bit rather unique in there, because we allow user to curate the look, mix and match, and then able to shop at the same time. So we pride ourselves being a shoppable Instagram. I think most of the brands that we able to get on board love it. Mm.
And how many countries are you involved with at the moment?
So currently we have launched 9 countries, but mainly we are focusing in Hong Kong and Malaysia to start with.
Mm. And what are these two countries unique about that, you know, you decide to go for, let's go with Hong Kong and let's go with Malaysia?
Right. So I think Hong Kong is, I think when we are two startup founders, right, we do a lot of things by what we know. And I always recommend any startup would do the same as well. Don't just go for what bakes and then you do it. Like in reality, do you know how to execute, right? So YC and I are both from Hong Kong. We have previous experience in running startups and businesses in Hong Kong. So Hong Kong is a no-brainer for us. And when we also look at the data, mobile penetration in Hong Kong is crazy. Almost even everyone got 2 smartphones, not even one, right? my grandma even got one as well. So that's a no-brainer for us. But in terms of Malaysia, it's a very, very interesting market. I can see in the last few years, it's grown so much, not only the mobile penetration, it's the user behavior. People start buying online. They consume content online. They consume all sorts of content online. They engage online. So people buying stuff online is getting more and more happening in Malaysia, and especially you can see, you know, the flora is very popular there in Malaysia, and a lot of more mobile tech startups is happening there. People are doing things, anything on our app currently. So this is too is no brainer for us, and especially we are very lucky to be funded by Chris's Tan, and she has extensive experience and also connections in Malaysia. That is, I think, helps us a lot in terms of marketing, in terms of any kind of support to make us successful. Mm.
And how do you think the mobile e-commerce industry has evolved, and what's your role here you're playing in this industry?
I think it evolves a lot already, because the penetrations keep increasing in Southeast Asia. So in a big picture, Malaysia is our first step in launching our app as well. But since one of the things that we are going to do very soon in a couple of weeks is we're launching marketplace. So I have seen people are very engaging in Malaysia. If you see all the influencers start building their names and fames on Instagram and stuff, so the engagement is definitely there. But I feel that like a lot of the users, they are merchants themselves as well. So we, unlike the traditional view that people, when they shop their stuff, they go to the shopping mall, right? And then they buy. Now, to any shopping malls, they are users. They are just customers, right? But in an online world, in, let's say, Gossip, for example, they can curate their look like a user, but they can also set up a shop on our Gossip app easy with just 3 to 5 clicks. They can sell their items online overnight. I expect everyone has got their especially women, have a dress that they bought, and they never even wore one time, and then they still keep a tag on it. So we hope to become a channel to open this C2C space. Mm.
And what can we expect soon in the pipeline for Gossip, since that you're now also operating here in Malaysia?
Yeah, I think the most interesting thing is the marketplace. I think this is the feature that most of the people that we talk to in Malaysia expect the most. And everyone will be like, oh, wow, this is a nice app. How can we open a shop there? So we have a lot of incoming leads now waiting for us to launch with us and open stores on Gossip. And we will also do the payment and logistics support for them. So we hope to be the shoppable Instagram Southeast Asia, to be a true platform for B2C customer and also C2C customer.
I've been speaking to Juliet Jimenez and also YC Liao, the co-founders of Gossip. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.